You do your most magnificent creating in the direction of that which you truly want. And so, those of you who have found yourself, for whatever reason, drawn or compelled or addicted to that which you now no longer want, we say to you, your wanting of not is much stronger than your wanting to have it was in the beginning. And if you can, even for a little period of time, separate yourself from the substance that you are no longer wanting, while at the same time you keep your focus or your thoughts upon the picture of your life that you now so very much want, you will find it a very, very fast process to relieve yourself or release yourself from this process or action or addiction or compulsion or habit. There may very well be some physical discomfort, for your body has become used to the substance. But it is our knowing that that discomfort will be very short term. It is the emotional wanting that triggers the resurgence of the habit again. If you can get past that period of being uncomfortable, your body will release the substance much quicker than your mind will, and much quicker than any of you really realize that it will be. In summary, only when you have a clear picture of something that you are wanting more than participation within the action of this substance will you be able to leave it behind you. You must replace one wanting with another wanting that is greater. There are many ways to go about it. You could lock yourself in a room. You could strap yourself to a bed. You could take all sorts of action to separate yourself from this habit or addiction. But it is our observation that that is miserable way to go about it. If instead you can spend some time, even days before your actual separation from the substance, imagining yourself free from it and imagining yourself in the joyous life that you are wanting as you are free from it, then it is our absolute promise to you that that picture of you without it will live and be as real as that which you live now. And it will reach back from its place in the future to you in your present to inspire you to action that is not so painful. You are told you must separate yourself completely, cold turkey, away from it. And we say, perhaps. On the other hand, you may make a decision and try it, knowing that if it becomes too intense or uncomfortable, that you always have the option of resuming the habit. Also understanding that you are mentally or emotionally that much closer to releasing it next time. We say to you, do not be so hard on yourselves. Simply keep working on your picture, on your vision of yourself without it. And when that picture is clear, actually only when that picture is clear, will you be able to easily release whatever it is that you are now no longer wanting. We know that as you are one listening to this recording who has tried before or who is now very much involved or addicted to something and you are very much not wanting to be, that you may be resisting these words, feeling that it is really a very hard thing to do. All things are hard to do if you are really not wanting to do them, while those things that you are really wanting to do become easier. And if you will look back into your experience, you will remember that there were those things that by other standards would have been very difficult, but to you they were very easy. Not because one is easy and one is hard, but because when you want something, the power of the universe assists you. You became addicted because you wanted, and you can become unaddicted for the same reason and with the same power. It is our strongest desire that first you will accept that you are not doing that which is wrong or that which is evil or that which is inappropriate as you are addicted. For you are participating and you have come to a conclusion about the way you feel about it. If you are wanting to participate with your drug or with your alcohol or whatever it is, then do so. But if you are not wanting to, if you have found yourself in a position now where you would rather be without it, then that which you have heard here will be of great value to you. There is so much more power in your wanting than you understand. The power of your wanting is the very reason that you are in the position that you are now in. Your wanting has carried you far. Your wanting has led you to action, and your action has put you in a position where you now feel as if you cannot release it. That is powerful, is it not? And in like manner, with that same power, you can release that which you are not wanting by putting your thoughts upon what you are wanting instead. We are knowing that you have some questions for us regarding the subject. We are also knowing that it feels to some as if we have only skimmed the surface of this very complex discussion. We say to you, we have offered you the keys for the release of that which you no longer want. Indeed. We'll hear your questions.